भवति भारत। अध्युत्थानम् अधर्मशः तदात्मानं सृजाम्यहम्। परित्राणाय साधुना विनाशाय च दुष्कृता। धर्म संस्थापना युगे युगे शंभवामि युगे युगे। हरेर नाम हरेर नाम हरेर नामैव केवलम्। कलौ नास्तेव नास्तेव नास्ते गतिरन्नथा। कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम, राम राम हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे
कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम, राम राम हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे।
Hare Krishna, welcome to this weekly Krishna Consciousness program. And I would like to invite all the listeners to the Hare Krishna Temple, which is at 1229 Coatesville Riverhead Highway, also known as Highway 28. There every Sundays we have a special public program starting at 11:30 with bhajans and kirtans, followed by aarti of the lordships at 12:30. Then we have a discourse on the philosophy of Krishna consciousness based on Srimad Bhagavat and Bhagavad Gita. Then we have Guru Puja of our founder Acharya, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Then we finish the day's program with a vegetarian feast at 2:30. Please come along, join us and celebrate Krishna consciousness. Also like to remind you that we are, at the moment we are going through Julan Yatra festival of swing festival, which will finish tomorrow. Everyone who comes to the temple will get the opportunity to swing their lordships, Sri Sri Radha Giridhari. And tomorrow it will finish up, and also tomorrow is Lord Balaram's appearance day. The elder brother, the Lord who came as elder brother of Lord Krishna. So tomorrow is his appearance day. Please come along, join us and celebrate Balaram's appearance day.
Ram, Ram.
Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Today I'm going to talk about the glory of Sita's dynasty. Remember, I'm going through Ramayana recital every Sundays, and we are at the junction of the wedding celebration of Lord Sri Ram and Sita Maya. This is after the glorification of Dasarath's dynasty. King Janak spoke on behalf of his own lunar dynasty. He began with King Nami, who had once invited Vasishtha as the officiating priest for a sacrifice he was conducting. But Vasishtha was also invited by the demigods to perform a yajna in the heavens. The great sage decided to go to the heavens, reasoning that by virtue of being his disciple, Nami will wait for him, and that the remunerations of the heavens were always more attractive. Nami waited till he lost patience and invited another priest to perform the sacrifice. By the time Vasis returned, Nimi's yajna was complete. Offended and humiliated, he killed Nami to death. But there was another twist. Nami countercursed his master to death. Despite being a Brahmin, Vasishtha had followed greed. As Nimi's spiritual master, Vasishtha was duty-bound to his disciple and was expected not to be motivated by wealth. King Nami died of the curse. He did not wish for another body, nor was he too attached to it to regain it. Vasishtha died too, but he wanted to return to life, so he kept his soul in a water pot till he got another body. After giving up his body, Nami chose higher realms. When the sages realized that there was no king to rule, they churned Nimi's body, from which was born another king, Mithi Janak. It was Mithi Janak who established the kingdom of Mithila. Since then, every king in this dynasty took on the hereditary name Janak as a reminder of their ancestor Nami, who had no attachment towards his body, but towards higher spiritual goals. Because of this selfless pursuit, the kingdom was known by another self-explanatory name, Vaidehi, meaning one without a material body. Or without attachment to it, all Maithilis embodied this virtue, and it was ingrained in their and earned in them and earned them the name Vaidehis. The Mithila was called Vaidehipura. Sixth after Nami was King Devarta Janak, the one who received the bow of Lord Shiva from the demigods. 15 generations after Devarta, Janak was Siraddhavaraj, incumbent ruler of Mithila, Sitala's father and Devarta's friend. His brother, Kushadwaj, was the king of the adjacent kingdom of Samkasya. Each king along this line of exemplary rulers was as glorious as the previous one. Escounded on this treasure trove of glory was Siraddhavaj Janak, with two valuable possessions, the bow of Lord Shiva and the exceptionally beautiful and virtuous Sita. remember the name of Sita's father in this material world is actually Shiradwaj Janak, but commonly known as Janak. Ram had broken the bow and it was no longer Janak's. The king was to give away to Ram the one last treasure he had left with him, his beloved daughter Sita. The story of the birth of Sita. Tears swelled up as Janak's mind raced back to the joyous moment he had found his beautiful daughter. Gathering himself, Janak continued with his narration and related the truth about the birth of Sita. Janak remembered that he had once organized a great sacrifice. At the onset of the sacrifice, rituals required him to till the soil up to the sacrificial arena. The sacrifice could commence only after the tilling. The real reason behind the sacrifice was the prosperity of his dear citizens. Janak was like an overflowing lake, complete and full in itself and yet interested in sharing his fortune. Janak had promised to make massive donations to the Brahmins every single time his plow got stuck. It so happened that the plow did get stuck every few steps. After plowing through a considerable distance and making countless donations, there came a point when the plow seemed permanently stuck. Intrigued by this plow jam, Janak ordered his workers to dig up the spot. As they dug, they felt their tools hit something. A beautiful, intricately carved golden box, too big and opulent, lay. They are glistening in the sun. Thousands gathered around the radiating box. Everyone wanted to know what was inside it. Janak, curious and bewildered, held up the box with his left hand, and with his right hand he touched the lid. He was not sure what was within. Was it priceless treasure buried long ago, or was it a key to some secret? Trembling with anticipation, Janak opened the box. Good heavens, a beautiful little bright face beamed like the bright sun from within that box. This is impossible, Janak screamed inside his head, but his heart was melting at the cherubic, sweet, smiling baby girl that lay staring at him. She was life herself. She was the moon. She was the brightest of the jewels he had ever laid hands on. The golden-skinned, innocent little baby astounded him. She was the most delicate and most radiant baby he had ever seen. Her soft, dark brown, downy hair complemented her lustrous dark eyes, and her bright red delicate lips seemed to set everything on her angelic face so beautiful. This girl was surely God's gift, and Janak accepted her with open arms. He named her Sita because she was found at the tip of the plow. Some also called her Bhumi Sita, daughter of Bhumi, or daughter of earth. Yet others called her Vaidehi, the one mistress of Vaidehipura, or Mithila. Janak once again became nostalgic and teary-eyed. However, this time streaming down his eyes were tears of joy. Standing before him was the same girl, the most beautiful creation ever manifested on the verge of marriage. Soon she would be gone to another city, another family. Janak felt as though she was disappearing back into that box he had opened so many years ago. The wonderful and awe-inspiring stories about the two dynasties made their citizens feel lucky to have been born in these glorious kingdoms. They felt this union of Ram and Sita Dasarath and Janak, Ayodhya and Mithila, the sun and the moon, strength and compassion, Vala and beauty, was for the good of the world. Vasishtha then took Vishwamitra aside for a discussion on something very important that had dawned upon him. Why did the two sages walk away together into a corner? What could be wrong? Janak wondered. Not too long ago they could not see eye to eye, and now they were sharing a secret. Janak was delighted to see them engrossed in conversation, but he could not fathom the reason behind their collaboration. He had no idea that they were in fact talking about him and his family, making plans to quadruple the joy of the two families. As Janak was trying to comprehend their secret meeting, the now smiling sages returned, casting knowing glances at each other, almost as if holding an idea that was struggling to burst forth. Janak and Dasarath tried to read the faces of the two sages, but without much success. What were they up to? Certainly something good, but how much better could things get? Vasishtha smiled and made the most exhilarating revelation thus far. We have pondered on this subject for some time and feel it apt to propose it to you for your consideration and action. Janak, we feel that since your daughter Sita is being wedded to Ram, it would be perfect for your second daughter, the beautiful Urmila, to marry Lakshman, the one inseparable from Ram. We also suggest to your younger brother, Kushadwaj, king of Samskaya, who has two exquisitely beautiful daughters, Mandevi and Shrutakriti, that they be married to Bharat and Shastrughan. Kushadwaj was stumped. He was in Mithila to be part of his niece's wedding. Not even in his wildest dreams that he imagined that this trip to Mithila would be such a windfall. Janak, Dasarath and Kushadwaj all embraced each other, their hearts thumping with joy. It was an offer they could not and did not want to refuse. How could they? This was like all their dreams come true at once. Joy to one and all. The couples all began darting loving glances at their spouses-to-be and beamed like the sun and the moon. Mithila now had to prepare not just one, but four grand weddings. Arrangements were ceremonies began with much gusto. Vasishtha personally presided over the marriage ceremonies with Vishwamitra and Satanand Rishi for support. The rituals were about to begin when Yutajit, KK's brother, and Bharat's maternal uncle arrived from KK. He walked to Dasarath and came straight to the reason of his unexpected visit. Bharat's grandfather had suddenly expressed a desire to see him. Yutajit had traveled all the way from KK to Ayodhya to fetch Bharat, only to learn that everyone in the city had ventured toward Mithila to partake in the wedding. Yutajit followed the people of Ayodhya to Mithila. Dasarath considered it his great fortune and providence and led Yutajit to the city. So he invited him to witness these four divine weddings. Yutajit accepted the invitation, glad to participate in the elaborate preparation. Yutajit looked around and noticed that Ram and Sita were the talk of the town. Every discussion in every home revolved around the two. The eyes of Ayodhya's citizens who had made this journey to Mithila were like two cups filling up with the nectar of Ram's and Sita's beauty. The eyes battled and each other over whom to focus on, Ram or Sita. Soon they would become so confused and cockeyed because they could not manage to look at two mesmerizing attractions simultaneously. Tired, they would shut their eyes and see both Sita and Ram within their heart, but their eyes would then fight to open again to have their fill of Ram and Sita. Some felt that Sita would need at least 1,000 pair of eyes to appreciate her husband's beauty. Some say that Ram was the one who needed that many eyes to appreciate Sita's beauty. They realized that the earth had never experienced the touch of Sita's feet because she had never ventured out of her palace without her golden sandals. The sun and the moon could never steal a glance at her face because she never left her palace without a palanquin. Her gait was so graceful that swans tried to imitate her and would get frustrated when they failed. Her molten golden complex and constantly radiated the fragrance of exotic flowers. So some of the citizens reasoned that not only would Ram need 1,000 pairs of eyes, he would also need an equal number of eyes added every minute to appreciate Sita's ever-increasing beauty. Vasishtha went through the marriage rituals with most care and sincerity. The rituals were to culminate with Janak placing the hands of his daughters in the hands of their husbands. A proud father, Janak, stepped forward and placed the hands of Sita in the hands of Ram. Janak was choking on his tears, his heart unable to handle the mixed emotions of gratitude and separation. He placed Sita's hands over Ram's, implying that Ram was now under Sita's care. As he handed Sita over to Ram, he recounted his daughter's special attributes to Ram. One of Sita's many names was Ayonija, meaning one not born as an ordinary human being, which made her the best match for Ram because his too was not an ordinary birth. Janak then turned to Sita and told Ram, "This is your Sita. Don't garland anyone else, mistaking her of Sita. Your Sita is standing right here." Janak then said to that Sita was virtuous and rule-abiding, and because she was raised in a royal family, she knew everything that was expected of her as an ideal queen. The gushing father guaranteed that his daughter would be a model wife who would respect her husband, take a back seat when he chose the right path, but unhesitatingly correct him and take over from him if he deviated. Janak assured Ram that Sita would be his shadow. Sita would be in sync with Ram. From head to toe, she would follow Ram in his time of prosperity and in his time of distress. She would take the lead and help her husband like the shadow. Sita would never separate herself from Ram. Janak implored Ram to treat Sita as a precious stone, valued enough to be protected with life. Janak's role as the caretaker was now complete. He had given his daughter over to her eternal companion. Once Janak was done praising Sita, Ram took a vow that struck a chord with all women. Ram bequeathed himself to Sita all his life. He called it the Ekapatani Varta, a vow of monogamy, to have only one wife and to be loyal to her. The joys of Ayodhya's women knew no bounds because their king Dasaratha had 353 wives, and every man in Ayodhya married multiple times following their role model Dasaratha. With this vow of Ram, the future king, the women were delighted. Polygamy was on its way out. Vasishtha asked the couple to exchange garlands. Ram decided to have a bit of fun. So we'll wait, stop there for next week. Please remember tomorrow is Lord Balaram's appearance day and also end of Julan Yatra. If you're coming to a temple, you'll get an opportunity of swinging the lordships. Let's have some kirtan.
Krishna, 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 Hare.